Welcome to D&B College. Today we're building low-end pressure around a dub siren framework in Ableton Live 12, but not as a gimmick, and not as a random dub effect sitting on top of a beat. We're treating the siren like a real track element, something that carries tension, identity, and attitude, while the sub and the drums keep the floor moving. That's the key idea here. In jungle and old school D&B, contrast is everything. You want the siren to feel threatening and musical, but you do not want it to wreck the low end. If it gets too wide, too bright, or too constant, the tune stops feeling like a record and starts feeling like a loop. If it's too polite, it disappears. So the goal is controlled aggression. A dub siren that dances around the break, leaves space for the snare, and still hits hard in a club system. Before you even touch the siren sound, start with the track context. Build a simple drum loop first. Kick, snare, and some kind of breakbeat or ghosted jungle rhythm. Put the project in the tempo you'd actually use, usually somewhere around 160 to 175 BPM. That matters because the siren has to fight for space in a real mix, not in isolation. What to listen for here is simple. Does the siren leave the snare space open? Does it sit on top of the groove and flatten it, or does it push against it in a good way? If it's flattening the drums, you are already too busy. Trim the phrase before you start designing more tone. Now let's build the core siren. Keep it simple. Use operator or analog in Ableton Live 12. A saw or pulse waveform is enough. The movement should come from modulation and filtering, not from a complicated patch. Mono mode is usually a good idea if you want it to behave like a line instrument. Keep the amp envelope snappy too. Fast attack, medium decay, low sustain, short release. You want it to speak, then get out of the way. After that, put auto filter on the siren. This is where the character starts to happen. A low pass filter gives you that classic rounded dub feel. A band pass can help it cut through a denser jungle mix. Set the cutoff somewhere in a workable range, maybe a few hundred hertz up to a couple of kilohertz, and automate it so the notes open up on accents. Keep resonance moderate. Too much resonance and the sound becomes a cheap whistle instead of a powerful siren. Why this works in D&B is because old school and jungle often lean on one or two strong tonal elements doing a lot of the heavy lifting. The siren becomes memorable through simple shape and bold movement, not harmonic complexity. Now program the phrase like a DJ tool, not like a random loop. One bar or two bars is usually enough. Start with a short, bright hit, then a lower response, then maybe a quick rise or bend, and then leave space. That call and response shape is what gives it that classic jungle energy without crowding the drums. If you've got a bass foundation already, keep the notes anchored around a clear tonal center. In jungle, the exact notes matter less than the shape of the phrase and the feeling of the root. You can hover around the root, the fifth, or a bluesy variation depending on the mood. The main thing is that it feels intentional. What to listen for here is whether the phrase breathes. Does it answer itself? Does it leave room for the break? Or is it just constantly talking? If it feels predictable, remove one note before you add anything else. That tiny restraint often makes the line much stronger. Now add pitch movement, but keep it in a controlled window. Use automation on pitch, filter cutoff, or a macro if you want a few parameters moving together. Short rises into the note, quick falls after the accent, or a subtle wobble on held notes can all work. But keep the motion disciplined. You've really got two useful directions here. One is tight and threatening, with small pitch moves and sharper filter accents. That's great for darker rollers and dense drum programming. The other is wider and more dubby, with longer throws and bigger pitch sweeps. That's perfect for intros, breakdowns, and classic jungle drama. Pick the one that matches the rest of the arrangement. Next comes the part a lot of people skip. Low-end pressure is not the same thing as the siren body. Let the siren be the hook, but build the physical weight separately. Make a second track for sub support using operator or wave-eatable. Keep it mono. Keep it simple. Usually a sine-based sub is enough. A clean chain would be something like operator into a Q8, then a little saturator if you need extra harmonics and utility to make sure the low end stays centered. Keep the useful weight below about 80 to 100 Hz. Trim unnecessary top end out of that layer. If you need the sub to read on smaller speakers, a touch of saturation can help, but keep it subtle. This split it is huge in D&B. The siren gives you the attitude, the sub gives you the physical impact. That separation is what lets the track stay loud, clean, and club ready. If the siren carries too much low mid energy, it will choke the kick and blur the break. A disciplined sub underneath keeps the floor moving, while the siren does its thing above it. Now shape the siren tone with a practical processing chain. EQ 8 first. Cut the unnecessary low end, often somewhere around 100 to 180 Hz depending on the patch. If there's harshness around 2.5 to 5 kHz, tame that too. Then a bit of saturator for density and urgency. Then your auto filter movement. If you want delay, use echo, but treat it like punctuation, not wallpaper. This is one of those moments where less really is more. If you're throwing delay on every note, the groove turns to fog and the snare loses authority. Instead, automate the delay on selected hits, or only let it bloom on the last note of a bar. That way the repeat becomes part of the rhythm instead of washing over everything. What to listen for now is whether the siren still feels like a line instrument after processing. Does it have a clear note center? Do the delays feel rhythmically intentional, or do they smear the groove? If the repeat is stepping on the break, reduce the feedback, lower the wet amount, or print the delay only on the last hit of the phrase. Now place the siren in the arrangement like a real musical statement, not a wallpaper layer. In jungle and old school D&B, the siren works best as a section marker. It can introduce the tune, answer the bassline, or signal a transition. That means it should come and go with purpose. A strong structure might be sparse siren calls in the intro, then a fuller response when the drop lands, then a breakdown with longer pitch rises and dub throws, and then a second drop that changes one or two details so it feels like progression. You don't want the exact same loop running for the whole track. You want tension, release, and return. A very useful move is to think in statement and reaction. Let the siren make a statement, then let the drums or bass answer. That dialogue keeps old school and jungle arrangements alive. It also helps with DJ friendliness, because the phrase is clear without being overcrowded. Now check the whole thing together. Siren, sub, kick, snare, and break. This is the real test. Soloing the siren tells you very little. Put everything together and listen for whether the snare still cracks through, whether the kick still has shape, whether the sub stays centered in mono, and whether the siren adds pressure without masking the groove. If the mix feels crowded, go straight to practical fixes. Shorten the siren release. Reduce filter resonance. Cut a little more low-mid energy with EQ8, or move a note slightly so it's not colliding with the snare. Often the issue is not the sound itself, it's the timing and the frequency overlap. And here's a really good rule for this style. If it already feels like a record in an 8-bar loop with drums and bass, stop over-polishing and commit to audio. Freeze it, flatten it, resample it, and start editing it like arrangement material. That gives you more control, fewer CPU headaches, and more authentic jungle-style movement. Once the siren is printed, you can do great things with it. Reverse a tail into the next section. Chop a delay throw as a pickup before the snare. Duplicate it and pitch one version down for a lower response. This is where the track starts to feel handmade, which matters a lot in jungle. The audio edits become part of the language. For the second drop, do not just copy the first one. Keep the identity, but change the energy. Open the filter a bit more. Shift the phrase by a bar. Add a lower octave answer. Use fewer notes but stronger delay throws. Or mute the siren for a few bars and bring it back as a payoff. The listener should recognize the motif, but feel the movement forward. If you want a quick refinement mindset, here it is. Trim the siren's low end. Tame the ugliest peak. Print the best 2-bar phrase. Make a second version with the delay tail printed. Then compare both inside the full drum loop. Keep both if you can. One is for the main hook, and one is for transitions. A couple of important reminders before you lock it in. Keep the actual siren body centered. Let any widening live higher up, not in the low end. Keep the sub boring on purpose. The menace should come from the siren, the arrangement, and the interaction with the break, not from trying to make the sub flashy. And don't overdo resonance. A lot of harshness lives in the low mids, not just the top end. So, to recap, start with the drums and bass context. Build a simple siren with a clean oscillator, a controlled envelope, and a musical filter. Program a short phrase with call and response energy. Add pitch movement, but keep it disciplined. Separate the sub support so the low end stays mono and solid. Process the siren with EQ, saturation, and selective delay. Then arrange it like a reel hook, not a looped effect. The goal is a dub siren that feels menacing, musical, and ready for a full jungle arrangement, while the sub stays centered and the drums stay dominant. That's the sweet spot. That's the pressure. Now I want you to try the exercise. Build a 16-bar loop using only stock Ableton devices. Keep the main phrase to 5 notes or fewer. Add one automation move. Add one delay throw. Keep the low end mono. Then print one version and make a variation for the last 4 bars. If you do that properly, you'll hear the difference immediately. And once you hear it working with the break, you'll know you've got something real. Keep it tight. keep it rude, and let the system do the rest.